is, and it is now. Only it 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 is. 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 Is. It is. Is.
It is. day and say that some did and some didn't, but that those who did also saw it as inevitable and were looking for the best way to survive it. Actually, they were looking for the best way to make money out of it, believe it or not. So I would say that your memories have it more or less right when they say that their voice was the media and their servant was the money. But I think there's a flaw in how you see our time, or in how you sum it up, because you say on the one hand that everything we did was poisoned, and that it led to the crises and the death and so on. But it also led to your time, the time of singleness. I have to say, it makes more sense to see this as a kind of change or evolution rather than a full-on disaster. If everything we did was poisoned, why do you see it as a bad thing that our world died? I'm sure the death will be terrible, but remember that I'm the one who has to live through it, not you. I agree with your whole mathematical argument. It's irrefutable. But if my wife and I hadn't had our children, or child, maybe, you would not have been born. As your grandfather, this would make me very sad. And it would mean that none of these letters would have arrived, that that this conversation we're having would not have occurred. I wonder how your world of singleness comprehends paradoxes, but I'm sure you can't tell me that. What does it mean to say that I can't wait to meet you when I know that we never meet? Anyway, I can't. Your loving grandfather, Earl.